Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. The first shipment of grain to leave Ukraine's Black Sea port since the collapse of a deal with Russia allowing safe passage has arrived at its destination. Moscow had warned that it would treat all ships as potential targets after it pulled out of the Black Sea grain deal in July. Alex Murray has the details.
The Resilient Africa set off from Chornomorsk on the 19th of September and arrived in Israel carrying 3,000 tonnes of wheat. Using maritime tracking websites, BBC Verify monitored the ship's course as it hugged the Ukrainian coast, before passing through Romanian and Bulgarian waters on its way to the Bosphorus Strait. A second vessel is expected to arrive in Egypt on Thursday. Ukraine is one of the world's biggest suppliers of grain, and such shipments are vital to Middle Eastern and African countries.
Burkina Faso's military government says the security and intelligence services foiled a coup on Tuesday. It's been less than a year since the interim president, Captain Ibrahim Traoré, himself seized power. Tracy Burcham reports.
In a statement read on TV, the junta said unnamed military officers and others had planned to destabilise Burkina Faso, attack its institutions and throw the country into chaos. It said some arrests had been made without giving specifics. There have been recent reports of discontent within the military. On Tuesday, rumours of a brewing mutiny led hundreds of people to take to the streets of the capital, Ouagadougou, in support of the junta. The current government took power last September in what was the second coup in 8 months.
Donald Trump is due to address workers at a car parts manufacturer in Michigan, a day after President Biden joined striking union members on a picket line in the state. The plant where Mr. Trump will speak is not unionised. He is competing with Mr. Biden for the support of blue-collar workers who are expected to play a key role in next year's presidential election. A US soldier who crossed the North Korean border from the south 2 months ago is back in American custody and on his way home. Travis King was handed over to US officials in China. They say he was very happy to be going back to America and appeared to be in good health. Sweden, which has in the past represented the United States in North Korea, also helped secure his release. Sean Dilley has this report from Washington.
Transferred from North Korean to US custody after 71 days, Travis King is on his way home. Eventually, he will face the disciplinary consequences of unlawfully entering North Korea on the 18th of July. He had already been facing a possible dishonorable discharge following his release from a South Korean jail for assault. For now, though, the US government says it's pleased to have its soldier back, and they're prioritizing his reintegration as well as his physical and mental health needs.
Our correspondent Sean Dilley with that report from Washington. Live in London, I'm David Harper, and this is the latest world news from the BBC. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has offered an unreserved apology in Parliament after the legislature unwittingly applauded a Ukrainian Second World War veteran who fought with a Nazi unit. Mr. Trudeau said it was a deeply embarrassing mistake. He apologised directly to the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The Brazilian Senate has approved legislation that restricts how indigenous lands are demarcated. It limits them to areas occupied by native groups in 1988, when the Constitution was enacted. Our America's editor Leonardo Rocha reports.
The proposal received 43 votes in favour and 21 against. Indigenous groups say it's unfair. They argue many people were driven out of their ancestral homes long before 1988 by farmers or the authorities. The proposal was backed by Brazil's powerful agricultural sector, which says it will bring legal stability. But the Senate decision has brought even more uncertainty to the issue. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva is expected to veto the bill, which would then return to Congress for another vote. And only last week, the Supreme Court ruled in favour of an indigenous group that contested the 1988 deadline.
The US State Department says it will work with allies on an international monitoring team for Nagorno-Karabakh after Azerbaijan took control of the territory during an overwhelming offensive last week. Azerbaijan has promised to respect the rights of all ethnic Armenians in Nagorno-Karabakh, but more than a third have now fled. One former leader of the territory, Ruben Vardanyan, was detained by Azerbaijani forces as he tried to leave. The government in the Czech Republic has approved what's been described as the biggest arms contract in the country's history as an independent state. Prague has agreed to buy 24 F-35 fighter planes from the United States. They'll cost about $6.5 billion and will begin arriving in 6 years' time. BBC News.